The Jason Gregor Show presents Struds On, the Giants 2022 season.
I like it. It's like, hey, so you're going down on your own team? Yeah, I am.
Jed Roberts.
That's a man, you know, like a thick man piece of man meat.
Trimming bushes.
Listen, I'm not a bush trimmer per se, but I find I like using an electrical one because it's more consistent, right? You can keep it going. Mm. That's the thinnest bush that I've ever seen. It's like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree over there. Sad little bush.
Nuts in his rack.
I should have bought a compartment for nuts. Just put nuggets in my rack and snuggle it, or smuggle nuts in my rack into the games. Can you imagine? I wouldn't have to ask you to leave it to Strud, but you know you have nuts in your rack. Be crazy.
It's time for Struds On.
Coaches loving consistent players. So I'm going to give out a shout-out to my man, Jason Gregor. Today is an article on Oilers Nation. He's the one who got me thinking about this. So you can check it out, OilersNation.com. And just talking about how the combinations might look and which players they might want. As whether it's a, you know, a 11, 12, 13 forward or a 6, 7 D man. And he just kind of put forward the idea of you know, coaches liking consistent players. So right away I was like, why is that? And I'll explain what I think the reason is behind it is when you get further down your lineup, you want to have predictable outcomes in those situations. So it doesn't mean that they don't provide offense or don't provide defense or they can't do this or that. It just means you know what you're getting night in, night out. You don't want surprises. You want those guys when you put them out, whether it's 8, 10, 12, 15 minutes of ice time. And I'm talking about the lower third of the lineup, and this would include the backup goalie. You want to have some predictability of what you're going to get. Because above that, you know what, you think you know what you're going to get from McDavid. You know, he can have a 5-point night or a 1-point night, but he's going to impact the game. And, you know, if he does something that is, you know, a poor play, he can make up for it the other way. But you don't want that unpredictability in the bottom of your lineup. And that's why when Greg's used the word coaches love consistency or consistent players, I agreed 100%. Like, it is because these coaches want to know. So how does that look? Well, it's by the way you practice. Are you on your toes? Are you ready to go? Are you in shape? So they will be looking at the camp numbers as far as what they do in their fitness assessments, but they'll also look at what they're doing with the on the ice. Are they you know, practicing hard, being ready to play, all that stuff. Are you sharp in practice? All those things, and you get on the ice and you play the games. Now, do you deliver in what your role is? So for those guys, it's rarely a little bit of power play time sometimes, but it's penalty kill. It's, you know, getting it done on energy shifts, getting in the other team's end, forechecking, being above the puck, not giving up a lot of chances against, all those types of things. That's what they want. They want to know what they're getting. So if I'm Jake Virtanen, and I know I'm on a bit of a side hill here, but when you're a guy like Jake Virtanen and that inconsistency that's been in his game, both at times being ready to play physically, but also being kind of like in and out of being a determined player, that's kind of the inconsistency I think that might be a challenge for Jake to get a contract. Now, he might surprise in 2 weeks, over 2 weeks, but you have to keep in mind, 2 weeks isn't the same as the last 5 years. And I think that's a concern if I was Jake Virtanen's camp. Can he deliver on that promise? So, Greg's, I love that you love coaches, love consistent players, and I think it's especially true in the bottom third of your lineup.